Everybody looking this way, sitting up straight. Joshua chapter 6 in verses 1 through 2, God promised to give Israel victory over a certain city named Jericho. Now, one of the important things to understand about Jericho was they had one of the best defenses of any of the cities around in that time. In fact, they say that the walls that went around the city of Jericho, you could pass two chariots side by side on those walls. That's what Israel was up against. But what Jericho didn't know was that Israel had a secret weapon, and that is they had the Lord on their side. Well, the Lord had given some specific commands to Joshua about what they were to do in order to get victory over the city of Jericho. He told them that they were to walk around the city each day, 6 days, one time. And then on the seventh day, they were to walk around it seven times. But that wasn't the only instructions. Joshua came out and he was telling all the people, and I can just imagine maybe as everybody was listening, and he's telling the instructions, and he says that we're going to walk around the city. And then when we walk around the city, nobody can make any noise. Now, parents, how well do you think our kids would have done in going around the city of Jericho each day? I don't know how long that would have taken to walk around the city of Jericho, but I imagine it took some time. And nobody could make any noise. It had to be like this. Oh, I heard some. Mom, you're ruining my illustration. It had to be absolutely quiet. Now, I think there's some good lessons we can learn from this story tonight. The first lesson is this. Sometimes we're asked to do something we don't understand. Can you see that with me? Sometimes we're asked to do something we don't understand. Now, I know that there's not as many kids here tonight, but I think you can do a better job than that. Ready? Sometimes we're asked to do something we don't understand. Good. That's much better. You know what? When they heard Joshua tell them that we've got to walk around the city in order to defeat the city of Jericho, I'm sure there were some people that started looking up at Joshua, and maybe they looked over at their dad and said, but why? Have you ever said why to your mom and dad? How many of you have ever said, but why do I have to do that? But why can't I do that? Oh, I'm sure all of us, how many parents have heard that before? But why? You know what? I think we probably have all said that at some point. And you know what? Sometimes we have to do things that we don't necessarily understand why we have to do it. Why can't we make any noise as we walk around the city? Why do we have to walk around the city six times each day and then seven on the last day? That's a lot of walking. Why do we have to do this? Why do we have to do that? And sometimes we have to do things we don't understand. Maybe your parents ask you to do something around the house. You say, but Mom, why do I have to do that right now? I'm right in the middle of this really cool game. I'm right in the middle of playing with my Hot Wheels, and we're having a really good time. But why? Hey, listen. I want you to get this tonight. The way to understand is to obey. The way to understand is to obey. You say, but I don't understand why. Well, you know what you do? In order to understand, you just obey. Because that's the promise of the Bible. Do you know the Bible says this in Proverbs 16 and verse 3? Commit thy works unto the Lord. That means obey. Commit your works unto the Lord. Do what you're supposed to do. And thy thought shall be established. And then you'll understand. That is a great promise that God gives to all of us. Not just kids, but adults. Sometimes we don't understand certain things. But if we'll obey what God tells us to do, then God gives us the understanding of why, if we'll simply obey. So sometimes there are some things that we have to do, even though we what? Don't understand. Notice the second lesson we can learn from the story tonight. Sometimes we're asked to do something hard. Can you say that with me? Sometimes we're asked to do something hard. Oh, sometimes there are some hard things we got to do. Like cleaning up our room. Oh, I got to clean my room up. Where am I going to put all this stuff? Oh, it's so dirty. How am I going to get my room clean? Sometimes we're asked to do some things that are hard. Think about what was hard about this. They had to carry the Ark of the Covenant all the way around the city. How many think that would have been a little difficult? I think that might have been a little bit hard. Do you think maybe those priests were tempted to say, oh, that's going to be hard. I had to walk all the way around the city. We just got back from vacation and we went to some theme parks and boy, we walked all over the place. And I got to say, sometimes that was hard. Sometimes long journeys, they're really hard. But you know what? Sometimes in life we have to do some hard things. And here's something I want you to remember. The things that are worthwhile in life are often things that come about because of something hard we had to do. Now, one thing that's an exception to that rule is salvation. Because salvation is absolutely free. You don't have to do anything hard to get saved. Well, let me take that back. You do have to humble yourself and say, Lord, I need to be saved. I need a Savior. I need Jesus Christ to save me. And sometimes that can be hard for people because we have pride in our hearts. And we don't want to admit that we're sinners. And we don't want to admit that we need somebody else to save us. But really, salvation ought to be easy in the sense that salvation is free. It's simple. Jesus Christ paid for our salvation. But you know what? A lot of other things in life, things that are worthwhile, sometimes it takes hard work. Sometimes it takes doing something that is hard. But I see a third lesson here. Sometimes we have to do things that we don't understand. Oh, it didn't make sense. Joshua, we're going to walk around the city to defeat the city? Hey, Joshua, doesn't it make sense that we get out our bazookas? And maybe let's bring a couple tanks out here and let's get some jet power to come over top, because you know they had all that back then. Okay, maybe they didn't have all that back then, but they had spears and they had chariots and they had all sorts of weapons that they could have used to try to break the city gate down. But we're not going to use it. No, we're going to walk around the city one time every day for 6 days and then seven times on that last day. Yeah, it might be hard, but it's worthwhile if God asks us to do it. Hey, third thing I want you to learn tonight. Sometimes we're asked to do something over and over and over and over and
over.
Over. You got it. How'd you know that? And over 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 and over. Well, can we go on? Couldn't we? And over again. Sometimes we're at, hey, let me ask you tonight, what's something that we as Christians ought to do over and over again? Yes, sir?
Pray.
Perfect. First answer I had on my list, the Bible says pray without ceasing. You know what that means? That we had to pray over and over and over and over again. I love that the Bible says Job prayed for his family, thus did Job continue. You know what that means? Job did it over and over and over again. What's something else as Christians that we ought to do continually? Yes, sir?
Share the gospel.
Share the gospel. I think about an illustration in the Bible. It talks about a guy who went to his neighbor, and it was an illustration of how we ought to keep going to somebody to witness to them. The word uses it. His importunity is the word. He wanted to do it over and over and over again. And just sometimes in order to see someone get saved, we have to plant that seed of the gospel. We have to water that seed. We have to tell that person again until finally the Holy Spirit gets all over their heart and they say, yeah, I need to get saved. That's right. We witness. I can think of one other thing real quick tonight. Can somebody else see if you know what I'm thinking? You got exactly what I was thinking. Read the Bible. The Bible said we should meditate on His Word day and night. You know what? We should be reading the Bible over and over and over again. When I wake up each morning, open the Scriptures and read the Bible again. And throughout the day, I should be thinking and meditating on the Scriptures. There are some things the Lord wants us to do over and over again. Well, they were supposed to walk around this city on that last day. Can you imagine all the times they walked around that so far? And here they were on the seventh day. They had to walk around it seven times. So I can imagine they started walking around that city. Man, maybe they're thinking, wow, one time was hard enough. But now we got to do it seven times. Can you imagine? Seven times. That would have been pretty hard. And then they thought, we got done with one. We got to do it over again. And so they started walking around the city another time. And I'm already tired, so I'm not going to keep on going. But you get the idea. They had to do something over and over and over again. You know what? In Joshua 6, 11 through 14, they did exactly what Joshua told them to do. Now, I can imagine as they're doing what they're supposed to do over and over again, there were people that were making fun of them. Maybe they were up on the city wall saying, look at these Israelites. What do they think they're going to do walking around our city? And they probably got made fun of. Maybe the first day, They were a little nervous. Hey, the Israelites are coming. Wait, what are they doing? They're just walking around the city. I don't see any weapons. You see any weapons? I don't see any weapons. But by the seventh day, they probably were laughing so hard at the Israelites. But when they walked around that seventh time, and they blew their trumpets, and they were allowed to shout, and they shouted all of a sudden. I imagine those huge walls that the chariots could go side by side, passing by each other on. All of a sudden, the ground started to shake like an earthquake, and it started to rumble. And those city walls, they fell, not inside, because that would show like man could do it. But the Bible says those city walls fell outward. And it was proof that no man could take credit for the victory that day. It was a miracle of God. But it did involve them doing something that was hard. But when they obeyed, God gave them understanding. And it did involve them doing something over and over and over again. And it did involve them doing something that they didn't quite understand. So tonight, the next time your parents ask you to do something you don't quite understand, you obey and God will give you wisdom. Why? The next time there's something hard to do, just remember, God rewards those that work hard. And the next time they have to do something over and over and over again, you be faithful, just like the children of Israel, and God will give you great victories in your life, just like he did that day at the Battle of Jericho.